Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Sonata Software Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sekar Reddy, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the analyst call post the announcement of our first quarter results for FY23. Here with me, Mr. Samir Dhir, the CEO of the company, Mr. P.V.S. Raju, the Chief Delivery Officer, Mr. Jagannathan, the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sujit Manchi, the CEO and MD of our subsidiary, Sonata Information Technology Limited, and Mr. Satyanarayana, our VP of Finance. We have posted the results on the website and the press release. I'll give a quick high-level summary of the quarter's performance and where we are and how are we looking at the future before I hand it over to Mr. Jagannathan to take you through more detailed financial analysis for the quarter. I think overall, given the various factors, we had a good quarter. To continue, as I was saying that the performance was pretty good given the various factors across both our main businesses, the international services and the India business. Coming to the international services business, I think we had about a 4% growth quarter-on-quarter on a constant currency basis and about 6% on a rupee basis, about 2% on value currency basis. I think our PAT has shown a pretty good quarter-on-quarter growth. We have seen overall, I think growth across most segments, which I think have been reported in the investor deck, which I've been shared with you. Our digital business continue to show steady growth. We continue to use platformation to drive growth with our existing clients and generating new business. Overall, I think we see the demand situation still being quite steady, both with our existing clients and new clients. We have quite a healthy pipeline last quarter. I think we have some pretty good deal wins last quarter in the international services, but for some challenges on the supply side and some delayed projects, we could have probably had better numbers. As you know, we have got on board Samir Dhir as the CEO of the company at the beginning of last quarter. We also announced and strengthened our management team with the induction of Roshin Shetty as the Chief Revenue Officer based out of London, Mr. Balaji Kumar as the Chief Human Resource Officer, and Mr. Hemant Bharadwaj as the Chief Marketing Officer. I believe that the new team has settled in under Samir, and we'll hear from him later on to some of your questions. On the India business, as I said, I think we have seen tremendous performance continued from last quarter, both on the top line and bottom line. The focus there is to become more of a rounded cloud service provider across all the three major cloud platforms, and we are executing on that strategy. To sum up, I think as we speak, we do see the demand situation quite stable because of the rupee depreciation. I think we've been able to hold our margins. And of course, we've had these cross-currency headwinds last quarter, which had impacted the measured US dollar revenue business. That's a high-level summary of where our business is. I'll hand it over to Jagan to take you through the more detailed financial analysis of the quarter's performance.
Thank you, Trikar. Good evening, all. Thanks for joining for this investor call. Now, I'll take you through the broad financial numbers. The consolidated financial performance of has been growing, very higher than the industry averages. We have a CQGR of 6% quarter on quarter for last 12 quarters, and the EBITDA margin and the PAT margin also have been growing healthy, 3.5-4%. We have been continuing to do both in the international business and also the India business have been steadily growing every quarter. The international business, the revenue has been, this quarter we had a 2% quarter-on-quarter dollar revenue growth, and the constant currency is around 3.9%. In terms of rupees, 5.5% growth. Very, very stable at this kind of currency, cross-currency impact. We had a strong, in spite of a cross-currency impact, our growth has been very, very stable and constant. We are, as mentioned earlier, we will continue to focus on the growth, and the performance will continue to be steadily growing. In terms of our profit performance, thanks to rupee depreciation, we are able to observe some of the costs for the salary increase cost of vehicle, as well as the senior management investments in this quarter. We continue to outperform in the profitability. Domestic bus business has been doing really well. Consistent growth in their gross contribution and their profit element is continuing to grow. Their revenue growth is also very, very strong with the new volume demand, which is continuing to be very, very strong across the market. We are very, very confident of performing well in volume terms, as well as in the profitability terms in the coming quarters. This business has been growing steadily well. This is a broad financial number for your references, and this has been shared in your press release also. Some of the operational metrics for you to review. US continue to be at a stable level of 57% revenue, and Europe continue to be at 21-22%. The rest of the world contributes the balance in terms of revenue. Our contribution of ISP has been stably at 32-33%, and the travel remains at the same level. There is no major change in the industry contribution in this. Competency-wise, we have again contributed by Microsoft Dynamics Services and the Microsoft Digital Platform Services as key driver. Apart from this, data services for data and analytics continue to remain the same level. The revenue mix on-site, as we have got a benefit of this coming down again to 2%, which has benefited our profitability. And the utilization remains at the same level as last quarter. Operation metric for other things like top 1 million clients has been stably going up. We have our 5 million and 10 million customers we are holding on. And top 5 clients contributed 54% of revenue as stably as it was last quarter. We have added about net addition of 50 employees this quarter. Most of them are from the delivery side of this. And we have also invested in the G&A part also, but the headcount addition has been stable and continuing to reflect on the demands in the scenario at this. There are supply side constraints continue to be there, but our attrition for this quarter has come down to 24% annualized for this quarter. This has been a good performance. We are very confident that in the coming quarters it will improve further, and we will be able to address the supply side constraints. We are confident of whatever is the guidance given at the beginning of the year. We are confident of achieving the same, and we are expecting a good stable growth prospect with a good profitability. With this, I conclude the update on financial performance. I hand over back for the questions from the participants.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We have a first question from the line of Mohit Jain from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Sir, two questions. One is on the cost side, like you said in your opening remarks. So should we assume bulk of the cost and hiring, both senior management and on the wage hike side, are now built into the 1Q numbers, or do you think something may come through in 2Q or 3Q as well? So that was one, and then I have a follow-up on the
other. Okay. What is the question, Mohit?
Sir, on the margin side, you spoke about costs and then rupee depreciation benefiting you in terms of absorption of those costs. So from senior management hiring perspective and also from wage hike, supply side constraint, etc. So the cost for FY23, now the 1Q cost number when we look at it, is that a steady number or do you think there is some planned promotions, increments, etc. coming up in 2Q and 3Q?
Yes. Sir, we continue to invest on the leadership side throughout the year, so that will continue. And our wage review is in the January quarter, right? So that needs to come up for FY23, right? So we do it in January and then in April for middle management. So that will continue more.
Right, so June quarter includes that senior management appraisal, right, which was done during
the next. Sorry?
So we are done from a 1Q perspective because you just did it back to back in the quarter. So Q2 and Q3, there are no incremental costs, so to say.
Q2 and Q3, there will be no across the board wage hike. That's correct. But we continue to, we have not completed our investment in talent of the leadership kind, sales, pre-sales. You know, as I said, last time we had opened up these development centers in Canada, Ireland,
right.
We had opened something in Mexico. I think some of these investments will come up in Q2, Q3.
Okay. And second was on the retail side, like what kind of environment, because you have retail essential, non-essential commodity business, etc. So, is there any impact that you guys are anticipating there ahead, or do you think it is because you had a strong quarter? So, from a deal pipeline perspective, do you think there is any slower growth anticipated through the year, or do you think you guys can sort of maintain the current growth rate?
Let's say something and then I'll possibly hand it over to somebody to say something else. I think it's time we now combine both these essential and not essential, because that was a factor of the COVID where essential retail was okay and non-essential was not okay because, I mean, they were not open and nobody wanted to consume it. So we combined it back because that segregation is gone. So as you said, based on the deal pipeline, that's a focus vertical for us, and things are looking good. But as I said, I'll possibly have Samir to add some more color to that.
Thanks, Shikhar. Hey, Mohit, this is Samir. So I think across the board in retail, we're really seeing a good, strong momentum based on three factors only. Number one, because the footfall are back in the traditional brick and mortar retailers, they have continued to invest on the consumer experience side and actually going aggressive to get a bigger wallet share from them. Second, the trend to modernize their IT estate from a cloud perspective is also pretty prevalent. And the third is the adoption of data and using data ecosystems to live consumer data is also pretty prevalent. So I think across the board, we continue to see at least at this point in time, good momentum across the retail sector.
So overall, is it fair to assume from your current deal win deal pipeline perspective, you guys are more likely to sort of continue running on the growth path that you are currently on?
Yeah, I think it's a fair assumption at this point, yes.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. And this is actually our first con call. I think you were not there in the last one. So we'll keep interacting and all the best for the coming quarter.
Thank you. Thank you, Varun, and look forward to the relationship going forward.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now.
Yes.
We have next question from the line of Dhwani Savla, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is with regards to our headcount. I can notice that our sales and marketing headcount has pretty much remained stable. Are we expected to increase that on our work front and probably get more deals? And is there a particular target headcount which we have by the end of the year in mind that we are going to achieve by the end of this year?
So your line is very weak. We could understand your question, but from whatever I understood, you said that there was not too much of a headcount growth in the first quarter, and is that the trend or whatever? I think the question was addressed by Mr. Raju last time, but maybe I'll ask him to address the question again in terms of the recruitment plans for the current year.
Yeah. What we have seen in quarter one, we had a net headcount of double-digit number. That because of two things. One is that increased attrition rate, but has come down now. So going forward, this quarter, you can see much higher headcount increase. We are also seeing the trainees and campus hires coming in. So next two quarters, we can see much larger numbers adding to our headcount.
Is there any target number which we have in mind which we want to, you know, have by the end of this year?
We don't have a specific target. We don't give guidance on that. But we're adding the 600 campus hires in the next 2 quarters.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much and all the best for the coming quarter.
Thank you. To ask question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star one now. We have next question from the line of NGN Puranik with Inam. Please go ahead.
Hi, Shrikar.
Hi, Puranik.
Hi. I want to understand about your Microsoft relationship. So in terms of how big is the relationship in terms of current revenue, and also in terms of the sales organization that's working with them, and which are the groups that you're working with? You mentioned it work with Dynamic. So do you work on the Power Platform also, and the only Dynamic, or other groups also?
So,
Dynamic,
I won't give us the number because we need Microsoft permission to give the number, but otherwise we work with about four groups in Microsoft. One is the Microsoft product engineering, which is mainly the, as you mentioned, the BizApps group. So there we work across all the platforms, what they call FNO, Power App, Power Platform, customer experience, etc. We work with the customer service function, where we support mainly the BizApps. That's also across the board, Power Platform, FNO, and a whole lot of other
even the CRM Dynamics part of it, you have a
sorry, Ronik?
Is it CRM Dynamics?
Yeah, FNO, CRM, Power Platform, and also non-Dynamics and the customer support. And the third is we do internal IT in both data analytics and Dynamics implementation.
And that's not just the Power Platform, other than that.
Sorry, Ronik?
Is that the Power Platform or internal IT, you said, analytics and internal IT? That is other than Power Platform.
So analytics, there's a third group we work with, which is the internal IT, where we do analytics and Dynamics implementation.
Dynamics implementation.
The fourth is we work with the consulting team to serve their clients today.
Is there a scope to mine the current relationship with various group and expand relationship to other groups in Microsoft?
But it's Samir's favorite topic, I'll hand it for it.
What did you say?
I said that is Samir's favorite topic. I'm handing it over to him to answer that question.
Yeah, each of these businesses are growing at 30%, 40%, 50%, and their power platform is growing 60%, 70%. So I thought there would be a lot more scope for you to grow.
Yeah, Prani, hi, this is Samir. I hope I'm audible.
Hello?
Prani, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me, Prani?
Sir, we can hear you, but with request, if you can come a little close to the mic, you sound a little distant now. Thank you.
Is it okay now?
Hi, this is Samir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, better. Please go ahead.
Yeah, better. Yeah. No, I was asking you, is there a scope to expand relationship by having...
Manik, I'll hand it over the question. Samir is about to address that question about the scope and what we are trying to do there. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I think we're in the process in more ways than one, Puranik, to address that. So first of all, we had a good growth in the last several quarters at Microsoft. So we continue to take market share from competition, the Microsoft relationship overall. But to your question, can we do more? I think the short answer is yes. Microsoft is just completing their annual planning process in June, July timeframe. As they come out of this planning process, we'll look to align our sales investment dollars with their plans, and that exercise is currently on. As you probably know, Inspire happened on 19th of July, just a week back, and our teams are working hand in glove with them to take a larger share of the pie from Microsoft from a sell-to perspective. So that's a short answer. And across the board, and Power Platform included, is really a go-forward strategy to shore up business in the direction planning.
Mm-hmm. Now, will it help expanding relationship with more people, or it would be important to work with other groups? I think these two groups itself has enough and more opportunity.
Yeah, it's not either or, it's both. So we have to get bigger wallet share from the existing people that we have relationship with, and we continue to hunt in the account to build a stronger relationship with other buyers that are not buyers of Sonata today.
Hmm.
It's both ways, Pranik. You're looking at dual attack strategy.
Hmm. Is there a low-code, no-code projects that you work with them?
Yes, we do. We're already part of that, and that's an increasing part of the focus of Microsoft. As you probably heard, Satya also talked about a big focus on the Power Platform and the low-code, no-code. I think that's an integral part of a go-forward as well.
So that learning has been used in your product development, various projects, the low-code, no-code.
Yeah. I'll let Raju respond to that.
Yeah, Pranik, we are doing two things. One is we are started working on the whole Power Platform, both on the data side and also on the application side. We're doing work with Microsoft, with other customers, and do that. And we're also, there's a lot of things we're learning from that, how the new applications are building, and what are our frameworks to accelerate that in the market.
Hmm. It's interesting. And what are the typical project sizes? The deal wins when you get Microsoft deal, typically what size it is? And they all must be real annuities.
Yes. What happens is the Power Platform, typically when the customers are going digital and want to get the digital processes and customize their application, they're using the Power Platform. This will be annuity, depends on, and we'll have a team of center of excellence for them. That's what we're proposing to customers. So each project itself can be small, but we build a team and we get an annuity business.
And bulk of it is all offshore projects.
Bulk of it will be offshore, but we need to have some of the people who understand this whole digital process. Those people need to be, strategists must be on site.
Hmm.
Will be offshore.
Good, interesting. So you're working on other groups also, or looking at building relationship with other groups also?
Yes, Samir, again, yes, that's absolutely the strategy, because Power Platform is not a singular vector within Microsoft. They're looking at it as a horizontal capability across all units. So as we work our plans with them for the next fiscal, the interlock is happening as we speak, and the idea is to spread it across all units. And like Raju said, we are looking at not only doing it for Microsoft, but work with Microsoft to do it for our other clients as well. And generally taking the modus operandi is to set up a COE, because these are bespoke projects to start with, because customers try to do a trial balloon out. Another trial balloon becomes successful, they go big bang. So if you set up a COE, then you're setting the foundation for a bigger play moving forward. And that's the part that we're taking.
And that means hiring more client account partners.
That means, yes, expanding both from a sales and hunting perspective both, because you have to mind where the relationships are already there and also look for new relationships. So dual strategy at the end of the time.
Good. Thanks a lot. Wonderful. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Baidik Sarkar with Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Gentlemen, good evening. Srikar, I recollect you left about 2.5% of revenues on the table in the previous quarter, Q4, given supply side issues we faced in Q4, right? And on the back of that, this quarter we've reported about 4% in constant currency. Is this reflective of the revenue potential in its entirety? Because it looks like there has been a significant amount of backfill from the previous quarter. And, you know, adjusting for that 4% looks a very okayish number. A, am I missing something? And B, should we expect a significant acceleration going forward in the next few quarters? And also, while you're at that, Srikar, if you could just comment on, you know, the deceleration we've seen on Microsoft account. I think after, you know, several quarters of 7-10% kind of growth, I think the numbers this quarter have been slightly underwhelming. Any color on that?
Okay, I don't know about the second question, where you're getting this information from, because we don't publish it.
Where the Microsoft Digital is up just 2.2%, and your reported sequential growth of Microsoft Dynamics is 0.7%. So
this is nothing to do with Microsoft as an account, right? This is the overall services market, which includes what we sell to other customers, not just Microsoft.
No, I'm aware of that, Srikar. Anyway, you know, let's go sequentially. If you could just think, you know, take the first question and then I'll finish it later. Thanks.
Yeah. So as I said, in the beginning of the call, but the backlog effect still remains. So it's not that, you know, we completely filled up the backlog. We filled up last quarter's backlog.
Because if you could please speak closer to the microphone, I'm afraid we can't hear anything at all.
So as I said, the backlog effect still remains, and the backlog of the previous quarter was what was delivered this quarter. I said at the beginning of the call that we still need to get that fully done. So that's the answer to your first question. I'll ask Jagan to answer your second question.
I think which data you are referring to, this is the analyst what we have now, I showed to you now, operating metric.
Well, you know, this is your reporting thing. I think this is on page 22 of the reported, you know, the reported deck. Okay, you know what, Jagan, you know, I can take that offline, but if I can, you know, either request Samir or, you know, Srikar to comment on, you know, the quantum of acceleration we should expect going forward, you know, that's more important.
Yeah. Okay. That is Microsoft Digital Platform Services alone you are talking about. Then you have to combine the Microsoft into other areas are also there. This is one aspect of the Microsoft.
Sure. If I can invite your comments on the quantum of acceleration going forward. And, you know, just to rehash, in terms of guidance, was it a number with guided closer to 20% in your core IT services at the beginning of the year?
We don't give a guidance. We don't give a quantitative guidance. We've said it many times.
Sure. But in terms of acceleration, you know, just given the quantum of backfill that's still pending, is it fair to expect that we'll continue delivering at this run rate?
As I said, that we can expect, given the you know, current visibility under things change, in the future, we can expect an acceleration in the for future quarters.
Sure. That was helpful, Shikhar. And, you know, if I can just begin to Sameer. Sameer, welcome aboard and good to say hello. I hope this is a good journey for you. Could I perhaps ask you to quantify the direction of IT services growth in the non-Microsoft part of the business, right? You know, what are you seeing? You know, what are you excited about? What is our right to win? And if there's a number that you have in mind you'd like to hit in the next 2, 3, 4 years?
Yeah, I think I'd like to meet you as well. I think very consistent with what Shikhar said. See, the demand pattern is very secular at this point in time. And in the industry that Sonata has invested in the past, whether it's the retail, manufacturing, ISC business, I think we continue to see a good demand pattern, at least at this point in time. As we know, the macroeconomic conditions are evolving around us all the time. But as we speak, the demand pattern is pretty secular. Now, if your question specifically is what's the trend outside of that, we continue to see good momentum across our operating geographies, whether it's US, UK, Singapore, Australia, we continue to see good momentum from a pipeline perspective. In the current environment, there's really supply constraints, and we're really working hard to get through the supply side of the equation at this point in time. We don't think the demand side of the equation is holding us up. That's why Shikhar's commentary that we do continue to expect the acceleration. As the EDD batch that Kari talked about comes in, we think that will give us a further quantum jump into the supply side, and that will start to reflect in the coming quarters.
Nice to see you on the line. So thanks, gentlemen. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
To ask question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star one. The next question from the line of Amit Chandra with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on the travel vertical. So if you can provide the constant currency growth for the travel vertical. And also, you know, with you know, the travel coming back in Europe and you know, the U.S. you know, reporting you know, 80 to 90% of their pre-COVID bookings returning back. So you know, when can we see you know, the travel coming back, because we are still at 50% of pre-COVID. If you can throw some light there, you know, whether our engagements have completely changed. No, with UI, like what we used to do pre-COVID and what we're doing now.
Okay, no, I think, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah,
so hello?
Hello, yes,
yes,
I can
sir,
hear
we
you.
Can hear you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, yeah, as I said last time, there are two growth patterns. One is where they are investing in building new technologies, and that's where we are engaged. We're waiting for the business to fully come back for them to invest on what they call business as usual. So we expect that to happen by Q2, Q3, and we can see that trend going upwards. As I also said last time, because post-COVID, there was a fairly big shift from on-site to offshore. I think we had about 200 people on-site. I think now the 200 people have come down to about 40 people because people have come back. So that measurement of that revenue has to be properly factored in when you say that we can go back to where we were pre-COVID.
Okay, and in terms of the cost and currency growth for travel vertical, is it controlled?
Constant currency growth for travel vertical, you are asking about this quarter?
Yeah, this quarter.
Yeah, this quarter, it is in line with its same level. You see the revenue contribution for travel vertical is same. I don't have the ready numbers, but I can share the.
Okay, and okay, so actually your voice is not very clear, it's breaking.
Okay, Amit, you are able to hear me now? Am I clear?
Yeah, so better. And sir, on the second part, Hello, operator.
Can I update? Can I update now?
Yes, please go ahead, sir.
Are you okay now? Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, better. Yeah, better.
Yeah. Okay. Amit, the constant currency growth will be little more than the company level, because there was the cross currency impact was much, much bigger in the Europe revenue. I don't have the number ready-made with me. I will have to take the number and update you separately.
Yeah, sure. And sir, on the onsite offshore mix, obviously, you know, we have seen a shift to offshore, but now things are reversing and now for some companies, onsite is actually increasing. But we have seen a significant increase in offshore revenue. So is it is it because of the change in engagement or because of travel, as you said, because a lot of work has shifted offshore and the incremental growth is coming offshore, or anyway, it's helping our margins. But is it going to be a headwind in the coming quarters? Maybe it can onsite can increase more faster.
I think that some of it has been driven by the inability to travel and the visa regimes, etc., where I think we're trying to convince that can be done offshore. But I think your point is correct. Once things the in-flight revenues will increase on a percentage basis more. But I think right now there has been a fairly serious travel issues on visas and the long line 6 month wait periods, etc.
Okay. And also in terms of the domestic business, we have for the first time we've seen the cloud component coming down. So obviously it is because the things are reversing. But can that have an impact on our margins on the domestic product or on the growth? Because the last 2 years have been very strong for the domestic product services business. So what is the normalized growth rate that we can expect in that business?
I think we are steadily growing the cloud component in the domestic business. I'm not too sure where you're getting this number from.
No, but in terms of the percentage contribution, it has come down in this quarter.
Managed cloud services.
Domestic business.
Hello.
On the investor
day you are telling? Yeah. So on the cloud piece, which was 78%, it's come down to 76% revenues on page number 28. That is given. Cloud on cloud.
So the quarterly number, it's just a quarterly trend. I mean, there is no one-way trend, there is just a quarterly number. That's it.
Okay. So, over the longer term, 20% plus kind of a growth is achievable in this still in this business. And in terms of margins...
What is the question? The line is very unclear. What is the question? 20% growth in domestic
terms of
the gross margin.
Yeah,
I think given the trend so far, I think that looks doable.
Okay. Okay, so thanks and all the best for the year. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Dhiraj Dave with Samvad Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, how you see your manpower supply constraint and what are your plan? Because you indicated some kind of addition. In fact, that figure also I missed out, although I was on call. So what is your plan to address the supply side and how it has affected our margin?
Okay, I'll ask Rajiv to answer that question again. Hopefully you can hear us now.
Yeah. You can hear me now, Dhiraj?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. So on the supply side, we are doing four or five things. One is, since there is a visa, getting visas now is taking time, you need to get appointments. We started building capabilities in our onshore location,
We opened a center in Ireland. We're also opening a center. We also have a center in Canada. Also, we're looking for hiring in US and Australia. That's one. Second thing is, for campus height, we have taken 600 campus. We already hired them. They're coming on board this quarter and next quarter. We also started
this 600 would be, yeah, sorry, sir. This 600 would be for full year or just two quarters? Like
we'll take them in two quarters, but we utilize them over full year.
Okay.
Fine. But we need to train them, so we take 3 months something for them to become productive.
Okay, and how the manpower cost is?
Manpower cost, we already taken, we gave the compensation is already given now in January and April. So that thing, there might be little pressure, but I don't think there is significant change in the cost.
Okay.
We're confident on that part.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference back over to Mr. Srikar Reddy for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you all very much for joining the call today. And so thank you all for your support. Look forward to seeing you all again the next time. Thank you. And thank you, Vikram.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sonata Software Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.